Welcome to another episode of Palm Harbor Local. I'm your host, Florida native and real estate ninja, Donnie Hathaway. You know, I started this podcast because I'm extremely passionate about connecting you with the people and the local businesses that make Palm Harbor so special. Palm Harbor, Florida is a great place to live, work, and play. It has everything you could dream of, from the food, the outdoors, the lifestyle, to the people in the community. I wanted to create a podcast that connected the community and inspired everyone to live better. To join this community and stay up to date on all things Palm Harbor, visit my website. It's palmharborlocal.com and sign up there to join the locals. And remember, together, we keep Palm Harbor local. So welcome back to another episode, Palm Harbor Local. Today, we're sitting down with Debbie Adamo, who's the owner of Nannies Who Care. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. And thank you again for having me.
Of course. I'm excited because you've been in business for since 1989.
Yes.
So a long time. Most of the business owners that I've talked to, and most of the small businesses in our community probably don't have like the longevity that you've had to stay in business. So I'm excited to kind of pick your brain and kind of share your story a little bit, but,
sure.
But let's start with, you know, just Nannies Who Care and kind of what you do there and what service you provide.
Okay, sure. So, as you know, we do have a lot of different types of services that we provide, it's all related to childcare. So, and domestic help, and we do some domestic help. So we also have permanent nanny placement. We have temporary nannies. We have on-call nannies. We have date night nannies. We have vacation nannies, summer nannies. Anything to do with nannies, we can help with. We also have doulas, and we have nannies that can come and help when mom first comes home with the baby. We would call a newborn care specialist is really what the correct term is now.
Okay.
We provide pet sitters. We also have an errand service, an event service. We provide nannies at events, so like weddings and conventions. And we provide a supervisory service. So it's supervised visitation for families that may be court ordered to have a supervisor.
Okay. So you're quite involved in this space, like mm-hmm. we were just talking about before. But how did you take us back to the beginning and like, mm-hmm. how did you get into this business? And, just what was it like starting out, day one?
So I did a lot of research before day one actually happened, but it started in my kitchen before my first child was born. And I knew that I wanted to do something on my own. I wanted to have my own company because I come from a long line of entrepreneurs. And so I wanted something I could work from home and be with my children. So I had researched and I found this something about a nanny agency someplace. And I said, that's the right fit for me because mm-hmm. I love children mm-hmm. and I have the background to be able to research and do background screenings. I do have a legal background prior from starting my company. So I started researching more and more and how you do background checks and started interviewing nannies and then started advertising my company to families as I started to build my database.
Mm-hmm. So before you decided to get into this business, what did you do prior to that? And why not start a business sooner?
So prior to that, I was working as a paralegal.
Okay.
Prior to starting my company in an office setting. And I was quite young. This is 33 years ago.
Yeah.
So I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, but okay. I knew I wanted to have my own company.
Yeah. At some point mm-hmm. in time, you're going to have your own company.
Yes.
And then the timing of it all just kind of led you into
mm-hmm.
being. Yeah.
And business was quite different back then.
Yeah.
There was no cell phones. And we had just gotten a computer. And we had, there was no GPS. So in our business, when we have to send a nanny out to a family's home, now we can just give them the address naturally, and they look up on their GPS to find the location. Well, back then we had to give them the directions, and we had to call them on the phone. There was no texting.
Yeah.
So we would call them, and we would tell them, okay, you know, make a left at the light and right at the gas station. It was quite different back then.
Yeah, interesting. Was it, so was business like a lot slower paced than it is?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You couldn't do what you can do today with technology.
Yeah, right.
You know, so now, I mean, it's just a world of difference.
Yeah. Is there anything you miss about having a business back then versus like the businesses today?
I think that the only thing really I can say is that there was more interaction with the families and nannies, more in-person interaction.
Between you and the
yes,
families?
Yes, because we would speak to them. We would, you know, there would be more communication by phone instead of texting or emailing. So we kind of miss that a little bit, but I have to go with the way the trend is and what families want and need. And my families, they don't have time.
Right.
You know, they have busy schedules. They have, they work full time, they have children, and they just don't have the time. So it's hard to schedule those in-person events that we like to do. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot by Zoom now, and just, yeah, it helps. Yeah. It helps a lot because you want to see people face to face. And we also interview our nannies face to face by Zoom now.
Okay.
We always did it in person before COVID, and after COVID, we started doing Zoom only.
Yep. So that, so COVID has changed your business then too.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. What is, has the need for care changed over the years too? Because, you know, like you said, like families are busy. You know, I have two young girls myself, and so I feel like the time constraints and trying to manage, you know, work and a family and all that kind of stuff too, and being there for your kids. Mm-hmm. So has the amount of care changed? Have families like requesting more care now than we did 30 years ago?
I'm not sure if it's families requesting more care than there is more families, know, as a total, you know, in general, needing care.
Okay.
I think that our Tampa Bay area is growing in great demand.
Right.
People want to move here. So I think for that reason, we're really busy because we have a lot of new families, but we also have a lot of repeat customers as well. And I think that work-life balance is so important to families and it should be, right?
Right, right.
So,
yeah.
So I think by having a nanny tend to all of their needs while they are at work or doing their job so that when they come home, they can spend quality time with their children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point, right? Because it's, you know, it's there's a lot of work that goes into, mm-hmm. you know, just managing a house and keeping the house up to date and mm-hmm. that sort of stuff.
Right, but, right.
You know.
Helping with the homework if they're older, you know, preparing the lunches, things like that.
Yeah.
They, you know, that's done when they get home, if that's how they want to do it.
Right.
And it's up to the family, of course. But when they get home, they can spend time with their children. They don't have to worry about all the other things that have to be done.
Right.
Because the nanny is taken care of.
Yeah. And then the kids out playing by themselves because you're in the kitchen preparing lunches. Or
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's an interesting point. But all right. So you've been, like we mentioned, you've been in business for 33 years. What do you think has been like your secret to staying in business for that long? Because, you know, I'm sure as you know, there's a lot of businesses that fail or don't make it past like 5 or 10 years. But to be in business that long, to make it through COVID and all the other challenges I'm sure that you've had to overcome, like what do you think has been, there's like one thing that you could kind of point to.
What's up, Palm Harbor? It's your host, Donnie Hathaway. If you are looking to stay up to date with all things Palm Harbor, then visit my website. It's palmharborlocal.com. Super simple. You can sign up there, join the locals, where I'll be sharing more information on local events, local history, and what's happening in Palm Harbor. You know, I really want to create and add more value to you as a listener for spending your valuable time tuning into my podcast. So join me there, keep listening, and remember, together, we keep Palm Harbor local.
Well, I have a passion, like I said, for working with children and families. So that helps when you love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the fact that I have an amazing team that supports me and the company, Nannies Who Care, they have been with me through COVID and stuck with me, even though times were tough. Mm-hmm. And we did what we could. We diversified and we did what we could to get through those tough times. But they're still hanging on. And, you know, it's having the right people in the right seats, I think, makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a challenging thing to do, mm-hmm. right? Not always. And we were just talking. So right people, right seats, like mm-hmm. the book Traction, right? Like mm-hmm. that's a,
right.
you know, a big part of having a successful business, mm-hmm. Making sure that everyone's, you know, in their strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. So you mentioned some of the services and stuff that you offer. If I'm a family that's looking for a nanny, whether it's full-time, part-time, how does that process work?
So you mean like from start to finish?
Yeah. So, yeah. So take me through like, okay, mm-hmm. you know, I have two young kids and I never hired a nanny before. Mm-hmm. But we're interested in hiring a nanny. Like how do we go about that?
So, what we usually do is, the person will contact the agency, speak to one of our placement specialists, and she will explain to them how the service works, usually get on a Zoom call with them and talk to them about, how our service works, what our choices are. We have different tier packages that a family can select for based on their needs. Okay. So it includes different levels of background screenings and a different replacement policy periods. So they can choose which one they want. They fill out an application online and then the placement specialist works with them directly to help them find the perfect nanny. So by getting on the call, on the Zoom call, they can really assess their needs better
and
learn a little bit about the family. And we have the two recruiters that she will go to make sure that they're recruiting the right candidates for that particular family.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a nanny that, like I mentioned earlier, that has already been with our agency. Maybe we've placed her before, and this happens often. She'll come back and say, hey, my job is ending. My family is putting the children in school. I'll need another position.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have an updated reference from one of our families, which is great. And then we can refer them to a new family.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they'll interview as many candidates as they like until they find the right person. And then once they make a selection on a nanny, that nanny becomes their employee.
Okay. And then you pass it off to them.
And then I pass it off to them.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. And then, so what about if you just, need it for like a night? Like how does that
So we have an app now. It's called Sitter Pro.
Oh, cool.
That they can download on their phones and they can request a nanny through the app for date night. We have a membership. It's a kids club. They can become a member and they get a discount if they become a member with our service, or they can remain as a non-member. So we get a lot of people on vacation that might just use one night while they're here and they can book through the app. Anybody can book through the app, whether you're a member or not. There's just a higher fee.
And there's no like interview process for that. It's just, you know, we need this night and then you select the nanny for them.
They will put it, there's an algorithm for the nannies. So when they put their request in through the app, they're going to state if it's the ages of the children, any specifics that they're looking for. And then the nannies that meet that criteria will come up. They can either choose one of those nannies, they can go through the nannies and choose which one they want, or they can put it out to the whole list if they're in a hurry.
Okay.
So, and then that's for our date night service. But and for a kids club, if they ever have any questions, of course, they can contact the agency.
Mm-hmm.
And we know all our nannies personally because we use them regularly. We keep in touch with them. We have events throughout the year. We have training events. So we know them really well. And we have nanny night out. We can all get together and go out.
That's cool. Yeah.
And have dinner or lunch together.
Yeah. So it's like a big family.
Yes.
So you just mentioned about training and you provide training for your nannies. Talk to me a little bit about the differences of, you know, just trying to find a nanny on yourself versus using a service like what you provide to find a nanny.
So, the one thing that we don't recommend is when you try to find a nanny on your own, no one has checked out these individuals.
Yeah.
No one has checked their ID. So if you're on an online site, no one has checked their ID, made sure they are the person they say they are, and then completed their background check.
So there's like other sites that list like, hey, I'm a
They might say they do a background check, but the background check is not as thorough as we do.
Right.
It might be just be a Google search, which anyone can do online for free.
Yeah.
And we do the reference checking. We send them out for CPR certification. And because we're affiliated with organizations like the Association of Premier Nanny Agencies, we're required to use a certain type of background check company that the background check company we use actually sends runners out to the courthouse, any place a person has lived, worked, or gone to school.
Oh, wow.
To make sure that there's nothing on their background or record that maybe might not come up in a Google search.
Mm-hmm.
So those things are part of what we do as a professional agency.
Yeah.
It's a little step above.
And it really provides like peace of mind for the, for the family and stuff.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So obviously being in business for 33 years, I'm going back to like the longevity again, because I think there's a lot you can learn from that. And I'm sure you've overcome like a lot of challenges during that time. You know, just like with any business, there's ups and downs, and there's things you have to kind of overcome, like COVID, like you mentioned, like pivoting, like what services you offered. So what is like one challenge that stood out, or maybe like one lesson, one valuable lesson that you've learned, you know, during that, these last 33 years?
So I'm a softie in a lot of ways. And
a people pleaser, that's me too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hiring the right people in the right seats. So sometimes you have this feeling that you don't have the right person. So you don't want to let them go because you want to help them. You want to help them find the right position. So maybe it's not the right position they're in. Maybe it's a different seat in your company that might be better for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe I hang on to that too long before I realize that it's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've finally gotten to the point where I definitely have the right people in the right seats. And I think that we all work really well together. We have a set of core values that we work by. And I think everybody really shows those core values in their work. We all work well as a team. We help each other, which is really important. I think that everyone gets along really well. So on the team, and if somebody is out, somebody else is jumping in to help. And that makes a great company.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you, like, was there a moment in time where you realized that, like, I need to transition people, or I need to kind of reevaluate, like, the way I'm evaluating people?
Mm-hmm.
Was there?
I think ever since COVID, and we started working remotely.
Mm.
I think that having work-life balance is so important to my team. And I realized that. So they're much happier working from home. And my business is doing great. I mean, it has more than doubled since COVID.
Amazing.
And I contribute that a lot to my team because they're just really good people. And I think they're very appreciative, and so am I, of everything that they do for me. So I think that it's been a blessing in a lot of ways. I mean, not that COVID was a blessing, but it was, if there's any good that came out of it, that's what it was for me.
Mm-hmm. Just moving people around to find the right seats. Yeah, it is interesting, and it's, I think probably a lot of businesses struggle with that, right? Mm-hmm. Like finding the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think since COVID too, like, you know, getting people, like you said, work-life balance, like, you know, people are kind of reevaluating where they're working and whether it's the right fit for them too. So to have the owner who is, you know, making sure that they're in the right seat, or, just doing everything that they can to make sure that they're comfortable and happy in their role too.
Right.
You know, that's a big part of it.
Right.
All right. So I like to wrap up. So you've been here, you're not originally from here, like we were discussing before the podcast, but you've been here for a long time. So I'm sure you're very familiar with the area, But what is when you're not working, what is one thing that you really enjoy doing, whether it's, you know, going to the beach or you got a favorite restaurant or something like that? Like if you had to pick one spot, what are you doing in your spare time?
Well, there's a lot of things, but one spot, I do enjoy going out to eat, but I also enjoy cooking.
Oh, okay.
And, so I have grandchildren, I have two grandchildren, and, I like to, we have a cabin up in the North Georgia area. Mm. So I do like to have a little change of scenery.
Yeah.
So I like to do that. And so I would say
North Georgia. Yeah. So you're leaving the area. It's not good enough. You need
just
to go to Georgia.
Temporarily.
No, I totally understand. That's North Georgia is like one of our favorite spots too. We've been to the Blue Ridge Mountains, you know, several times.
Yeah. It's so pretty up there.
It is. It really is. It's a great spot.
It's so different from Florida.
Yeah.
So you really feel like you're away.
And like you said, it's not too much of a, I mean, it is a long drive if you're driving up there, but you can fly and, you know, a short drive and you're up in the mountains and totally different. So if there's a family out here that's listening that is interested in hiring a nanny or just getting more information about your services, what's the best way for them to do that?
So they can reach us. They can go through our website at nannieswhocare.com or they can call us. I don't know if you display the phone or.
Yep. So we'll link everything in the description below. So we'll put phone number and then the website, obviously. Mm-hmm. And you have offices. So you, what locations do you, because it's not just Palm Harbor too. Did you start in Palm Harbor?
So yes. Okay. Yes. And we do have an office in Palm Harbor, but we, ever since COVID, we rented it out and we all work remotely now.
Okay.
So all of us work from home. We meet up once a month and we meet up every week by Zoom, but we meet up once a month in person.
Okay. And then as far as like locations where you have nannies, where are those?
So we service 11 counties all throughout Central Florida.
Oh, amazing. And you started, did you just start in Palm Harbor and like Pinellas?
Pinellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We expand to Hillsborough out, west to Orlando.
Okay.
And, west of Orlando east to Orlando and east of Orlando.
Okay.
And then south to Sarasota.
Okay. Awesome. That's amazing. Well, Debbie, I appreciate you taking the time to come on here and chat today. And thank you again.
Well, thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Cool.
Thank you again for listening to another episode of Palm Harbor Local. I really hope you got a ton of value out of today's episode. Now, if you're looking to connect with the guest or just get more information on the episode, then you can check the description below. I'll have all the links in the episode as well as a link back to my website. It's palmharborlocal.com where you can stay up to date on what's going on with the podcast and sign up there to join the locals. Let's get after it this week. And remember, together, we keep Palm Harbor local.